iHeartRadio Canada with the man that needs no introduction, Niall Horan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Shannon.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Back in person.
I know.
Every time we've done a Zoom interview, I feel like we're like, okay, next time
I feel like it's been about five interviews since the last, like five interviews on Zoom since
right.
I last seen you.
I know. Pandemic yeah,
We're back.
Really messed things up. Okay, you caught a little glimpse of it already, but we do know that you love your emotional support water bottle.
Yeah.
So we wanted to help you out a little bit and get you, here, I'll let you open it. There you go.
Use recycle. Second.
A little iHeart version for you. Oh. Full of water already.
I was going to say, that is one heavy bottle if there's no water in it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
In case you want a little sip while we're doing the interview. Then you're
Thank
all,
you.
There you go.
Look at that.
We'll have a sip. Can I do it right now? Can I poison this?
Yeah.
Water.
There you go. Yeah. Refreshing.
Thank you very
so
much.
Good. You're so welcome. Okay, so we were just talking off camera about how Louis Capaldi and I sat down recently.
Yep.
And he's claimed in our interview that you lied to him.
I watched that interview. He's full of shit.
He says the same about you, though.
We're starting a feud.
It feels like this.
This is it. This is the start of the iHeartRadio Canada feud.
Yeah, totally.
It's all your fault.
I'm so sad to be caught in the middle of this.
I have sent him stuff. He's a liar.
Really?
I've played him stuff. He also, I think in the same interview, told a story about how he listened to the whole album.
Did he?
I swear he told you that. We were like, well, he told someone else then.
Okay.
We went to a darts tournament.
Right.
And everyone was drunk and we were on the boat. We were on this party.
That was another interview. Yeah.
And then also then called me a bullshit liar.
I think he was saying because specifically that you send him songs for
Who does he
feedback.
Think he is? My record label. Honestly, this is the start of it, Louis.
Right.
Look what you've done.
Have you listened to Louis's album?
No, weirdly enough.
No?
Haven't heard a thing.
He hasn't sent you anything?
Yeah.
Ah.
Prick.
Pretty bold of him, for sure. Okay, we are here to talk about your music.
Yes, let's talk about mine.
Enough about him.
He's had enough success.
He gets enough of the attention. Does the success and the positive reaction that you've already had from Heaven and Meltdown, does that kind of like ease you into the album release? Does that make you feel a little less anxious about it?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Especially when you've spent so much time away. Mm. And then to see like how Heaven reacted when I first released was insane. And it's still hanging around,
yeah.
Which is great, a few months later. And then Meltdown's obviously out now, so it's kind of building up nicely. I was definitely nervous coming in, more so than ever.
Yeah.
Simply because it's been 3 years or whatever since I released anything. So yeah, definitely was, but it's eased it.
Yeah, good. I know, and the anticipation too, because I can imagine doing so many interviews and talking so much about this album that's not out yet at the filming of this, that... Yeah, that's got to be hard.
No, it is. It's tough because I can't really go into detail apart from like the names of the tracks and stuff like that because I don't want to like ruin the whole listening of it. So I'm ready for it to be out now. It's probably still 6 weeks away or whatever. Probably I don't know when you're planning on releasing this, but
we don't know either.
But it's a while away.
Yeah,
and I prefer to be just putting it out now.
Yeah.
I've had it for so long and been ready, so I'm as ready as the fans are now.
Right. I have heard the album.
Have you?
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I cannot say enough good things about
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
You could start a cult. I adore.
Thank you.
And I'm surprised to know that you do the harmonica.
Yeah, it's it couldn't be more simple
as
a harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah, it's literally four notes. Anyone could do it. But it was kind of, I just thought it'd be a nice little thing to add in instead of going off and making a new melody or whatever. I just thought I'd play the harmonica over it. It turned out really well.
Yeah.
They were going to play, like John, my producer, is actually a sick harmonica player and he could have done it. But he was like, let's just do what you would do.
Right.
And make it more honest. And I think just it does kind of make the sound like really raw and authentic and honest. Yeah, I love that song too.
Yeah.
No, it's one of my favorites I've ever written, I think.
I feel like that's one of those things that like maybe as a musician, you're like, oh, that's easy. But for anyone else, it would pick it up and it would just not sound like that.
You blow in and you blow out and then that's it.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. How many, like you have so many great songs, especially listening to the album too. I keep thinking about how that would sound live. And I feel like this is going to be such a great show to see. Is there a song in particular from the album that you are like most excited to perform in front of other people?
I do think Meltdown is the best live.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that sounds great on track, but sounds better, even better live. What else is really good? Never Grow Up.
Mm.
I love playing Never Grow Up live. What else is on there? On a Night Like Tonight is probably it's probably actually the best when I think about it. Yeah, right. Probably the best live. I'm yeah. excited for a few of them. Yeah. And also to play the last record as well, because I didn't get to play it. So
totally.
When we do tour, it's going to be amazing, yeah.
When we tour on the dates of?
I don't know yet.
No?
we're putting it together at the moment, like the schedule of it and all that stuff. But yeah, you'll find out soon.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll be announced.
No nice. Secrets.
Yeah, of course. Was there a song from the album that was more difficult for you to write that took like a little bit more time?
Heaven probably took the longest.
Did it?
Yeah, it took us a while to get to that point. It was like 1 a.m. by the time we like made right. any ground on it. Mm-hmm. I remember like starting it at like noon, taking a break, having a beer, tried to write it again, failed. And you just have to keep going back to it. And it started coming. But that was probably the toughest. Yeah, some of them. The good thing about this album is I knew exactly what I wanted to say, mm-hmm. which helped. Because there's nothing worse than sitting there going, what are we going to write about? But yeah, it was just trying to find the ground in Heaven where what the music sounded like versus what I was saying. So Heaven was probably the toughest, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a point in a song that you're making where it just is taking a lot of time and you're running into roadblocks and then you just think like, okay, it's not meant to be and you move on to something else?
Sometimes you can hear something in the track or in the melody that makes you think, no, we should see this one through because if we get it right, we could get it really right.
Right.
And then before we know it, we're dancing around the place, really happy with ourselves. But yeah, there's definitely points where I wouldn't waste a good concept on a shit song. Yeah. I've done that where I know exactly what I want to say, but the melody's not great or the music's not great. And then you just scrap it
right.
and start again. But on Heaven, we stuck to it.
But is there any songs from this album that didn't make it or not from this album? Like, are there any songs that you made that didn't make it on this album that you would save for another album? Or would you just start from scratch?
Oh, potentially, actually. Yeah, there's probably one or two maybe. But then I could outdo them on the next one as well, and then they might never see right. the light of day. It was tough because I wanted to make a short album. I wanted to make like a 10 tracker.
Why?
Because all my favorite albums have been ones that like you get to the end and you really want to go back to the start and you're not thinking, okay, when is this thing finished?
Yeah.
You know, and each, when there's 10, I found that I struggle to find a favorite. Mm. Usually I could tell you exactly what my favorite's going to be. But I found that this record has been the toughest to, because there's so many different vibes on it, I have a different song for a different feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was tough.
I know. It is a good variety. And I think it does exactly that. Like you finish it and you're like, you want more.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way we like it.
And even the order of the songs too.
Mm.
I can like feel like there's like thought that was put into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you do. Like this one, not so much because there's not so much of like a... There's a through line, but there's not so much of like an up and down roller coaster story. It was more vibe. Like if you put 5 up tempos in a row and then go to like 4 ballads, it's a bit. So I like to go up and down a little bit.
Yeah.
And take people on a journey that way.
Totally. How much thought went into like keeping that signature Niall sound that we know and love, but then also advancing so much sonically?
Yeah, I think that was important to me. Yeah, you could just keep making the same record, can't you? But yeah. I'd like... There's so many more of my influences and things I listen to that come into play. And I just thought like, let's just try stuff out. And if it doesn't work, you can roll it back a little bit. But it's one of those records that when you hear the music, you're like, oh, surprise, that's Niall. But also I'm not that shocked. And I kind of like that, that it's still me. Like totally. It's definitely different, but it's not that different.
Yeah.
To the point that you scare everyone away. No one's gone, what's he done that for?
Yeah, like this is so far off.
Well, we'll find out on June 10th when it's been out a day and the streams are down to Swanee.
Yeah.
And it's getting no radio play, but for now we're feeling good.
No, it's very good. I love it. Do you pay attention to other artists' sounds or just like kind of, because especially in pop music, there's always trends of different kind of genres that are popular within pop music.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you pay any attention to that when you're recording or releasing music, what other people are doing?
Not so much because... No, not really. No, I'd like to sit down and write my like folky stuff and my ballads, and I know that's my wheelhouse. And then when it comes to dressing up a song, yeah, there's definitely eras there. There's like the 70s and the 80s is probably the biggest one at the moment. And they all have their, you know, their time and place. But no, not really, because I grew up on that stuff, on the 70s, and still listen to that stuff. So it's not like just kind of latching on to what everyone else is up to these days. It's more like what I know about music and the synth sounds that I grew up listening to. That's the reason I would use them. But yeah, it's good to know what everyone else is up to and what's working and what's not out there when you're sitting down to write. Yeah, I'm my own man.
Doing your own thing. Was there any thought to collaborations on this album, or was it just off the table from the beginning?
I think the pandemic kind of screwed it up for me, to be honest, because I wasn't able to do as much traveling to get to that person, whoever it may be or whatever. So that slowed things down, but there could be potential for some stuff, you know, after the record, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Now that we're all in the same place.
Totally.
But it's something that I would love to do more of. It's just schedules is the issue. Like, if I'm to release a song with someone, I want to be in the room with them writing it, or I want them to rewrite a verse or something like that. But you need to kind of do that together. Mm-hmm. And for it to feel real, instead of just like everyone saying, oh, we would love you to do a collaboration. But if it doesn't work authentically, then it's no good to me in my head.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just releasing a song for the sake of releasing a song with someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not down for the whole Zoom collab?
Oh man, I tried to write loads on Zoom. It was a disaster. Actually, I did Moral of the Story over Zoom, but we had a good Zoom connection. And I rewrote the verse in Moral of the Story with Ash. Mm-hmm. That was the only time I've ever seen it work. But that was just like, that came around naturally and it was really cool. I guess if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, totally. Do you have in-studio must-haves? Do you have, like, do you try and make it a certain vibe? Do you have rules in the studio? People can't look you in the eyes?
Yeah, no one's allowed to look at me ever. No, I'm very, very easy. I do need to have light. Mm. Like, all the old school studios are, like, holes in the wall, no windows. Like, it's pitch black in there, and that's too much for me. We need sunlight, especially because you're spending like so much time in it. Like this time we rented a house in Joshua Tree,
right?
Literally Airbnb'd this house out in the middle of Joshua Tree in California, and just spent a week out there just writing, chilling, doing whatever. I like it to be as relaxed as possible, because if everyone's uptight and stuff like that, it's not fun. It feels like work.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Tonight is a really special night for us, because you're doing a private show with us.
Yeah.
In front of a smaller audience.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you, especially considering that you have played in front of so much more than that?
Yeah, no, I generally despise smaller crowds.
Do you?
It scares me to death. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You think by now I'd like have found some way around it. I just don't like... I think when the crowd's small, people don't know what to do with themselves, and it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know what to do. I don't know how much talking I should do. I can see the whites of their eyes. It scares me a little bit. But because I found that I've been playing like little bits around the world in the last few weeks, like playing a song here and there for smaller crowds, and it's just good to be seeing people again. I know that sounds like, because we've been out of the pandemic for a while, but I haven't done anything for a long time. So it's been nice to see all the fans' faces again for a change, and enjoy it that way. So I'm looking forward to it. Tonight's going to be good.
Yeah. A skill that I think is something that's important that people don't talk about as much is onstage banter, which I think is something that you are so good at, is like charming the crowd. What do you feel like is the skill that it takes to have successful onstage banter?
I think you need to keep it just as loose as possible, because if when it's scripted, it sounds scripted. Like when you have like, I'm going to say this kind of thing in between this song, and then I'm going to say that kind of thing in between that song, and you get two in your head. Whereas if you just go with the flow, see what happens, it makes for a much more enjoyable experience for everyone. I think people like to have that relatability thing, like we're all in this together type thing, instead of I wrote this song when I was, you know, like going through the whole mill. I don't know. Just try and keep it as loose as possible. You can't, there's no real script for it. You can't script a live moment, I don't think.
Yeah. Being in the public eye as long as you have, I can only imagine that you've seen things written about yourself that are not true.
Yeah.
How much do you want to like reach out in that moment and correct people? Or is it easier for you to just like let that roll off at this point?
Yeah. I would love to just say everything, but it's not worth it, is it?
No.
Like every day there's something, and you just have to just in your head just go, that's not true. And then just move on to the next one.
Really? Do you ever just want to be like, just comment back on a TikTok or something and just be like...
Sometimes I do, just for a laugh. Mm. Like, nothing really gets to me. Mm. I do enjoy winding people up. Like if there's some like fella that's coming on there just to go at you just for the sake of it, like I get like, you'll get the odd tweet here and there that it's like, he's really going after you. And then I'll just reply just for a laugh. The fans going nuts because they're like, why are you giving him the attention? Mm. But I find it funny.
Yeah.
It's just, I like it.
And I feel like because your fan base especially just knows so many little details about yourself, they'll probably just correct jump it. On
yeah,
it
true.
On your
yeah,
behalf.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever feel like they know things more than you know about yourself?
Sometimes. Yeah? It depends what. Okay, depends yeah. what it is. Yeah. I like to think they know quite a bit, but... Yeah, they do know a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember back in like 1D days, I remember seeing some posts and it was like naming every member and like what hospital they were born in and what time they were born and things. And I'm like, how do they? That's insane.
God knows.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what time I was born at. I think it's like somewhere in the morning early. But yeah, when I actually think I learned what time I was born off a fan.
No way.
Probably from something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
I actually think that's the case.
That's crazy. Congratulations on all the success on The Voice.
Thank you. Yeah.
I understand that there is a Voice group chat.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Who is most active on The Voice group chat?
Kelly talks the most.
Okay.
So she has long messages. The rest of it's just all of us just going at each other's necks. It's very funny. Like, I got very lucky when it came to like who was going to be my first coaches to work with.
Amazing.
Like, it could have been a disaster. Like forging some sort of like relationship with people I didn't know just for the sake of a camera. But I got very lucky. Like, all of them are just a great laugh. That text chain is ridiculous. Might have to be deleted after this.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. Or just post it online.
No. Absolutely not. Never work again.
A lot of the topics that get brought up in interviews are things like golf and skincare and Louis Capaldi and things like that. Is there ever anything about yourself or an interest of yours that doesn't get brought up in interviews that you want to talk more about?
Oh, I don't. No.
Or you think it's all covered?
Yeah, I think it's all covered. I don't think there is anything really like. Not really, no. I don't think so.
No, sorry. Those are just the things?
Yeah, they're just the things that I'm into.
Yeah, totally. On that note.
Now, on that note.
Thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you, Shannon.
Always a pleasure.
Never a chore.